Around a dozen women came forward as having had affairs with Dave. Each one had been told that she was his one and only. Paula left Dave, more or less for good, taking the children with her. Dave and Brenda, whose first marriage also broke up over this, left for Illinois with her two children. This occurred in 1984 and 1985. Brent Stevens, Brenda's youngest child from her first marriage, was discovered to have 8 or 9 bones in his body that had been broken at different times and never treated. He was removed from the family for child abuse and given medical treatment. Paul Cialino was a detective who handled the case. Brent was briefly put into his father's custody in Texas, but was returned to Brenda and Dave later against Cialino's advice and in spite of his express warning that Brent's life was in danger. In November 1985, Brent was found dead in his crib at the age of 17 months. A bottle of Actifed, for which a prescription had been filled only the previous day, was found empty in the house. Cialino was livid when Dave and Brenda had the body immediately embalmed, thus ending any chance of successful forensic work to determine cause of death. At the inquest for Brent, Brenda did not appear at all. Dave appeared and claimed the Fifth Amendment. Paul Cialino refused to close the case and identified Dave as the prime suspect. Brent's death was ruled suspicious, and as far as I know, the case remains open. Meanwhile, in Hammond, Vic Nischick had suffered the alienation of the affections of his wife, whose office at the church adjoined Jack Hiles's office by means of a door covered by a curtain. To keep his children, Nischick refused to give her a divorce and produced love letters between her and Jack Hiles as a weapon to save himself from being forced by his wife and Hiles to accept divorce and leave the state. An incredibly tense truce lasted for years, as Nischick slowly came out of the spell of bad doctrine, awe, and intimidation that had kept him captive. In about 1987, he made his claim before the deacon board and was ejected from the meeting. The children were grown by then, so when Jenny next threatened divorce, Vic told her to do it. He wrote his memoir of the entire sad story called Wizard of God, My Life with Jack Hiles, which was published in 1990. Another member of the church who had spent several years in the Pathfinders ministry working with mentally handicapped children was also gradually coming out from under the spell. A lawyer by profession, Voyle Glover began to hear rumors of both Dave Hiles and Jack Hiles, the men to whom he believed his total allegiance was owed. He began to investigate the situation and the increasing scandals that he heard about. Glover took the situation from several angles: biblical doctrine, which he re-examined independently of Hiles' spin on doctrine, and the events themselves. He made a case and offered proof and argument as only a lawyer can. The result was his book, Fundamental Seduction, published in 1990, a book that is very hard to find, very difficult to obtain. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, a new series of scandals was brought to public attention as 5 different churches with ties to Hiles Anderson and First Baptist Church of Hammond had graduates or former members of those places charged with child molesting and or sodomy. Included in the number was a deacon from First Baptist of Hammond itself, A.V. Ballinger, who was found guilty. Hiles bought Ballinger a new suit and had the congregation give him a standing ovation. Jack Scopp, now the current pastor at FBCH, publicly explained that the little girl hugged men too much. A Detroit television station investigated and created the 5-night series called Praying from the Pulpit, which aired in June of 1993. If you will go to my text blog, you will see links to the audio files of Praying from the Pulpit in MP3 format. Each file is 5 to 6 minutes long. You can reach my blog called Blog on the Lily Pad by going to www.jerryhood.net. When you get there, you'll see the link to Blog on the Lily Pad. Just click on that. When you get to the blog, scroll down, look in the left margin, and you will see the series of links to the Praying from the Pulpit documentary pieces.